Welcome back to South Florida Sunday. Sharina with you. And today I'm joined by Michelle Jacobs, the president and CEO of the Economic Council of Palm Beach County. And today we're going to be talking about the upcoming W.T. Dwyer Awards for Excellence in Education. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
You're so very welcome. And thank you for joining the show. Before we get started talking about the awards, can we talk about the Economic Council of Palm Beach County and its foundation?
Sure. So the Economic Council of Palm Beach County was created almost 50 years ago. Wow. We are a nonpartisan, nonprofit, member-led organization. We focus on public policy that's good for business to prosper throughout Palm Beach County. And along the way, we study issues that our residents and our businesses are facing, and we try to come up with solutions to help make it better and make our quality of life better. So in 1985, we created the Dwyer Awards. We're on our 40th year, and it's to celebrate excellence in education. Mm-hmm. Education is just one of the most important pillars to having a skilled workforce.
Yes, that's so very true. Both of them go hand in hand. And I'm so glad that you have the Dwyer Awards to recognize those in education who are doing their very best. Can you talk about that? When and where are the Dwyer Awards this year?
Sure. So we started the Dwyer Awards in 1985, as I mentioned. So we're on our 40th year. And we started it because we really wanted to celebrate excellence in education. If you fast forward now to today, we have liaisons in all of the public schools in Palm Beach County, along with charter schools and private schools, and they nominate a teacher or a counselor to be considered for the Dwyer Award. And we go through a pretty laborious judging process. There's three rounds, and the seven winners each get $4,000.
Oh, wow.
And the other 21 finalists, so we have 28 finalists total, the other 21 finalists get $500.
Oh,
so it's a cash award. It's a very prestigious award. The event itself is hosted at the Kravis Center in the auditorium. We usually have 500 or 600 people attend, principals, teachers, rooting on their fellow nominee, family members. It's open to the public, so anyone can come. It's a $40 ticket, and you can go online to the economiccouncilpbc.org/Dwyer Awards website and buy your tickets there. It's important to celebrate education throughout our community, and our teachers, as we've experienced during COVID, really had to go above and beyond like never before. And so for us, we want to continue to celebrate those teachers. And this is one way we can do that.
That's amazing. So what categories are the teachers up for?
Yeah, so we have seven categories. And we try to be inclusive for all the different types of teaching that happens in schools. Because as you know, it's not just the teacher itself, but it's all the support services. So the seven categories are, the first one is Grow Up Great, Early Learning Education. So that's the VPK. The second is Elementary Education. The third is Middle School Education. The fourth category is Senior High School Education. The fifth category is STEM, S-T-E-M. Mm. Then the sixth category that we have is Exceptional Student Education. And the last category, which we just retooled, is Student Support and Advancement, because we really wanted to be able to celebrate those instructors that maybe aren't in the classroom 100% of the time, but are instrumental, like guidance counselors and that type of thing.
Wow, I really do love that, because learning does really go beyond the classroom. Michelle, we have a lot of listeners who I'm pretty sure would love to support this initiative. How can they do that?
You can go online. Like I said, it's open to the public, economiccouncilpbc.org, and then /Dwyer Awards, and you can buy tickets there. We still have some sponsorships available.
Right, I was going to ask you about those.
Yeah, there's an organization, a company that wants to support education, support our teachers. They can go on our website and they can see what sponsorships are left. And it's a great event, a very worthy cause. The teachers are really excited about it. They call this their Academy Awards. you know, we try to make it really, really exciting.
Yeah.
The event itself is on May 14th. And then coming up in April, we also do a VIP finalist reception for all of our finalists to celebrate them and their principals come. So we have two big, exciting events for these nominees and finalists, and certainly on the 14th. That's the big deal. That's when they find out who wins in each of the categories.
That is awesome. And it's also going to be at the Kravis Center, you said, correct?
Correct. It's at the Kravis Center on the 14th, beginning at 5:30 p.m.
And is there a website where our listeners can kind of learn more about this or kind of follow along?
Yeah, sure. It's economiccouncilpdc.org/Dwyer Awards. There's all the information you need to know on our website.
Thank you so much, Michelle.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.